I thought it was a solid performance from us. I think the third quarter, they came out really hot. They made a lot of shots, a lot of tough, difficult shots, and we did a good job to just keep the lead a little bit and kind of weather it. And we scored some big buckets when we needed to, and you know, could have easily got out of control there. But you know, I thought from our Newcastle game, we played a little bit better offensively. We shot the ball better, showed more patience. So we just got to keep learning those lessons. And the whole week we've been working on just the small things and saying, you know, do the small things perfectly. So hopefully we can keep building on this and doing that kind of job.
And good revenge for the last meeting between these two teams. Obviously, a 4-point loss last time on the road in Manchester.
Yeah, I think it helps boost our confidence going forward. Again, they shot the ball well tonight, and they shot it well the other night. So last time we played them, so it was good to have them perform well and still be able to walk away with the win, because they really showed that they can shoot the ball is consistent after tonight.
Wanted to ask you a bit about the three throws, kind of hitting 52% tonight for the Sharks. Was that a disappointment for you from the free throw line?
Yeah, you want to make the freebies. It happens. It's like, as a coach, you're kind of powerless because you can't really coach that kind of stuff. But, you know, we gotta finish those off.
Thoughts on Nick Lewis tonight, MVP performance, but really seemed fired up for the game as well.
Well, Nick knows that, you know, he's played here a few years now, and he's learned the ropes. He's had the hard knocks of playing pro ball at a young age. So now he needs to start coming into his own. I think he understands that it's not all about just, you know, it's great to score points, but he has to bring other aspects to the game. And he did that tonight. He, you know, did the small things I've really been preaching to him, set screens and control the game, shot selection. So a lot of his shots were better looks than they have been in the past. I think that's why he knocks many down.
And he's a real confidence player, isn't he? Once, if he hits his first three or gets an early bucket, then he's off and running.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's the problem sometimes, his shot selection is so poor, he may not go down. But if he takes his time a little bit and gets the right shot and works, relies on his teammates a little more, because he has the capability to do it by himself. But if he relies on his teammates, he'll get some better shots. And, you know, they'll fall because he's a good shooter.
Olu Babalola didn't play a whole lot of minutes tonight. Is he carrying a bit of a knock?
I just had a little bit of a sore back. Just got a real bad back screen in the third quarter and didn't see it coming, and that kind of just rattles you. So with the bad back, kind of, you know, compounded it. But he probably could have played again, but I just wanted him rested.
And I guess that accentuates the earlier knee problem that he was carrying earlier on in the year that he's been playing through.
Yeah, I think actually the knee's kind of all better now. You know, he's had some rest, and we've kind of tried to mindful what we do in practice with him. But you know, it's the season, he's going to have knocks, and he's got to let me know if he can play through it. He's a veteran, so he knows he has to, if he needs a rest, we got to rest him. But we also need him to practice and train, so we'll try to take care of it.
5 games into the season now, what do you reckon to the Sharks start to the campaign?
So far, it's not a bad start. You know, we lost to Newcastle, who's a very tough home team. We played really well in the third and pretty well in the second quarter, but first and fourth was pretty poor. Tonight, you know, I think second and fourth were probably our best. First was okay. Third was pretty, I wouldn't say bad, but I think they played really well. So, you know, we just got to keep that good basketball as long as we can and play more solid minutes defensively.
Is it too early at this stage in the season to get an idea of how the league is fitting together and the other teams involved, how good they are at this stage?
Yeah, definitely. You know, because what it is some teams may lose a lot early, and you know, they may hit their groove in January and they start just knocking people off, and you never know what team's going to come front. You know, the teams you expect that will be top four may have a bad injury or something happens and they're not able to keep that place. So you never know. But, you know, so far it seems like everyone can beat anybody. That's the kind of theme of the league so far. And, you know, you expect new teams to come out struggling, and Bristol's coming off to a flying start. So it's an interesting season.
First opportunity to compete for some silverware in about 2 weeks with the Cheshire Phoenix game.
Cheshire, another team, a lot of shake-up on that roster. New coach, he seems to have them, you know, I think they came in a little bit late, so they seem to hit their groove. They've won some big games, and they have a lot of talented British veterans, so David Aliyu and Devin Bailey, and then the imports seem to be hitting the floor running. So I think the new coach will take a little time to adjust to the league and the new players as well. So that's another team that I think will continue to get better.
You mentioned the new coach to come in. Obviously, he's got NCAA college experience.
Yeah, I think he definitely has a pedigree. But, you know, every league is different, and I think no matter who you are, it takes a while to just get your foot wet and try to feel things out and see how, you know, the refs call the games and how we play. Most teams play defensively. So once he gets all the schemes and everything, I'm sure the Cheshire will improve a lot.
Have you seen much of Taylor King so far, their guy from Duke?
No, I haven't actually been able to catch any film. I know he's a shooter, a big shooter that can really spread the floor, so sounds like he's doing a good job for him.